Hello?
Corby, you ready to do this?
What's up, big boy?
Let's make it one of our best ones.
Ever?
Ever. See what you got.
So here's the hypothetical we're using today. So we mentioned Octomom, which you're basically Octodad right now.
Right.
So the first one, you do the Octomom thing for 3 years with their 14 kids, or for one game, you play with a sock that's been soaking in Magic Johnson's blood overnight.
Oh, I'm going with the Octomom because, one, she's going to be working. She's going to be washing dishes, changing pampers, and cooking and doing whatever I tell her to do.
No, that's not the deal. You're going to be working
your ass off.
That
is the deal.
You're working your ass off with her.
No, listen.
You're not going to be kicked back and drinking. And
she got to cook and clean. She got to do something. Forget that. She got to do something.
All right, Octomom for 3 years, or at the Masters next year, you walk around Augusta wearing one of those KKK hats, just with the hat. You don't have to wear the full robe, just the hat. And you follow.
What does KKK stand for, young man?
I don't know. I just read about it on the internet.
I think it stands for killer. Comedy conclusion. That's what I think it stands for.
No, you got to follow Tiger. You got to follow Tiger around in a KKK hat.
No, I would never do that to the great Tiger Woods. So again, I'll stay with Octomom, but she has to do something.
All right, Octomom for 3 years, or you have a 2 week affair with Dirk's mom.
Oh, 2 weeks affair with Dirk's mom all the way.
Hang on.
No, 2 weeks affair with Dirk's mom.
No.
Shaq, look, Dirk, I am your father.
No. Here's the catch. You have the 2 week affair with Dirk's mom, and when you break up with her, you have to tell the media it's because her smells like Hitler.
Whoa!
You know what? I'm going to have to go with Dr. Mom. I don't want to make it.
No.
That wasn't me, Dirk. That was Corby. I just want to let you know it wasn't me.
Oh, you wanted man. To say.
What?
That's funny.
Why are you cussing?
All right. Octomom for 3 years. Or for 3 years on your own, you have to have a tattoo of Patrick Ewing's penis on your forehead.
Oh, I'm going to go with Octomom.
Would that complete?
Listen. But, again, Octomom going to have to wash dishes, cut grass, wash my doodle-stained underwear, all that. She's going to have to do all that. All right? She's going to have to do all that. After a game where I have a, game.
Yeah.
She has to watch him.
Okay.
She has to smell him first and go, oh, he only had 20 points. Watch him.
All right, Octomom for 3 years, or for the next 3 years, every time that you're about to, every time the magic is about to happen between you and the missus, you first have to watch a porno starring David Stern and Jess Kersee called Guess Who's Circumcised.
No, man. Octomom. Stay off my good friend David Stern. Matter of fact, delete that out of this darn interview. You want to get this interview canceled forever? Are you crazy? Delete that question. I strike that question from the tape.
He is not that powerful.
Yeah, okay. I strike that question from the tape.
All right, Octomom for 3 years, or Charles Barkley is your kid's chauffeur for 3 years, and you really don't know if he's been drinking or not.
I'm gonna go with Charles Barkley on this one because I know he's not going to drink with my kids because. The punch that I threw in Houston, I missed. I won't miss the next time if he's messing around with the babies.
Okay.
But Charles is my good friend. So.
Octomom for 3 years, or for one playoff series, your bowels turn kind of horse-like. So as you're running up and down the court, it's just kind of like a horse running where it just kind of plop, plop, plop. It's just random parts of the game.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to have to go with the plop, plop, plop. Just think about how many YouTube hits we get. I'd make YouTube TMZ history. I'm going to go with that one.
Oh, no.
It's all about making history, Corby.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Octomom for 3 years, or you buy your wife a Michael Jackson skin lightening kit and tell her you're ready for a white girl now.
Well, my wife is already light skinned. Thank you very much. That's a dumb question. My wife is already light skinned, buddy. Cut it out.
Okay.
Off Michael.
All right. Yeah, that's true. I wrote that question before Michael died, so.
All right. Well, here. Stay off Michael.
Okay.
Stay off the king.
Did you go to the funeral?
No.
You didn't? Did you know him?
Of course. I know everybody, Corby.
No, that's true. You know me.
I know you. I know your wife.
Yeah.